The Torah tells us here in Parshas Balak something very fascinating. Bilam is traveling on his donkey, and the Torah tells us that the Bilam's donkey is able to witness a Malach Hashem, something which Bilam himself is unable to see. But Torah Asan is Malach Hashem. That Bilam's donkey is there and it witnesses in front of it a Malach Hashem. The Mefarshim are bothered by a couple of different questions here, in particular because what the Pasuk appears to imply is that Bilam's donkey was able to witness something, whereas Bilam himself, as Rashi points out, Vehu lo ra'ah, that Bilam was unable to see it. So the first question that the Mefarshim deal with is, why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? What exactly was the message of Bilam's donkey being able to see something that Bilam himself was unable to see? If you look in the Or HaChaim has a discussion here where part of this was an attempt at breaking Bilam in a certain sense. Bilam was a haughty figure. Bilam, in a certain sense, Chazal compared Bilam to Moshe Rabbeinu, that Bilam was a Navi of a similar level, but whereas Moshe is the un of Mikol Adam, then Chazal point out Bilam seems to have entered with a degree of gaiva, a degree of haughtiness. And part of the point, says the Ebenezer, was to try to convey to Bilam, you're really not as special as you think. Even your donkey can witness things that you yourself are unable to see. The Ramban mentions a couple of other possibilities. One thing that the Ramban suggests is that it's really a warning to Bilam. You're going to go and you think you're going to use magic, these sort of tools you use to manipulate the rules of nature and somehow to challenge Bnei Yisrael. It's not going to work because I'm functioning now on a level above nature. Me'ein what the Gemara says in Maseches Shabbos, that ein mazal li Yisrael, Bilam, your regular tools are not going to work here because we're dealing with a different reality. And the way you convey to Bilam we're dealing with a different reality is, look, your animal can even see what you can't see. This is stuff that's going on that's way beyond nature, and therefore Bilam makes sure to proceed carefully. Be it as it may, whether it's what the Or HaChaim suggests really at the beginning of his piece there, that it's about breaking some of the haughtiness and gaiva of Bilam, or if it's what the Ramban suggests in one section, that the primary goal is to give Bilam a warning not to proceed, many of the Mefarshim are bothered just by this reality altogether. How could it be that Bilam, the great prophet, is unable to see the Malach Hashem? At the same time, a lowly animal, something which is surely not worthy of any kind of prophetic experience, that the animal itself is able to see. How exactly can that be? We're going to suggest three different approaches to that question. I believe that they are each interesting and possibly, you know, really significant. The first is the approach of the Ebenezer. The Ebenezer appears to maintain that the Malach Hashem that's described in this pasuk did take on a physical form. It was there in the physical world. The Ramban writes in his Perush al HaTorah, Sefer Bereishis, the Rambam argues in a couple of places, but the Ramban assumes that Malachim, angels, can take on physical forms. And because it took on a physical form, sitting there right in front of Bilam, so that's why Bilam's donkey was able to see it. If that's true, so how come Bilam himself didn't witness it? If it really did take upon itself a physical form, why couldn't Bilam see it? So that, the evidence would suggest, it's possible that Bilam was struck with a certain kind of blindness, that he actually wasn't able to see, and he lost his capacity, lost his clarity of vision, and therefore he wasn't able to see it. For them, it's understandable how the donkey could see it because it was a mouth that took a physical form standing right there. The Chiddush is Bilam couldn't see it because Bilam was unworthy. Bilam was actually given a certain kind of blindness. Rashi himself appears to suggest a bit of a different idea. Rashi writes, well, why is it that the donkey could see it and Bilam couldn't? So Rashi paraphrases, he seems to be referencing a Gemara in Brachos on Daf Vav. The Gemara tells us in Brachos and Davav, Tanya ve Binyamin Omer, El Moli Nisna Rishus Le'ayin Liros, En Kolbir Yechol Olam Bar Mibnei Amazikin. The Gemara tells us that in reality, there are a lot of spiritual creatures, spiritual forces, that are functioning around us. However, says the Gemara, the Ribbono Shel Olam took away our ability to see those things, because if we could see those things, we'd be unable to handle ourselves. We'd be unable to continue to go on. It would be so overwhelming if we saw them. Rashi writes here that what's really going on is the following. Says Rashi, Vehu lo ra'a, says Rashi, Bilam was unable to see it, but not because Bilam specifically was given a certain kind of blindness, but because, counterintuitive as it may be, animals sometimes can see things people can't. This is a Yisod that Maharal describes in Be'er HaGolem, Be'er HaMishin, that's Netzach Yisrael, in Perek Chavav. But Rashi here seems to say that the Pashtus as follows. Shenashakas Baruch Hu Rishos Lebehem Aliris Yosef and Adam. Sometimes animals can see that which people can't see. Why? Because those creatures, those kinds of spiritual beings that exist in this world, animals can see them and not be overwhelmed because they don't have das. Animals are not given the kind of intellect that they would be overwhelmed by seeing those things. In contrast, people, shemitoch sheyesh bo das, says Rashi, titarev daito kishayira mezikin, the people would become very overwhelmed. So Rashi's suggestion isn't that it was a physical being. Donkey saw it, but Bilam was struck with a certain kind of blindness. But rather, it seems to be that even if it was an actual vision that the animal had, it's a kind of vision of that sometimes animals are able to see and people are unable to see because, again, we would be more overwhelmed. And in that sense, for Rashi, the Chiddush is less a Chiddush about the actual, about the donkey seeing it, and more a Chiddush, or about Bilam per se being unworthy, but more of a general idea about Bilam, about people not being on the same level. However, if you look in the Ramban in his Peir Shal Torah, if you look in the Rambam here in Mor Nevuchim, what the Rambam seems to assume is really as follows, that really we're not dealing with physical visions here. We're not dealing with a physical being that was standing there in front of the Asam. The Ramban offers the following suggestion. Even though the Torah says, V'tera ha'asam es malach Hashem, even though the Torah seems to say that Bilam's donkey was able to see the Malach Hashem, the word Vatera doesn't always mean as far as a physical kind of seeing. The Pasuk tells us in Sefer Koheles, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tezayin, V'libi ra'a harbei chachma v'das. My heart was ra'a, a lot of wisdom. Doesn't seem to be a physical sight. You can't see wisdom. Therefore, suggests the Ramban what the Torah really means here. It can't be nisoaki avas yasugu le'ene behema iyasar. How can it be an animal can really have a certain kind of vision? Rather, it means that kihirgisha bedavar machin osomi la'avor, that the animal really was just scared. It had a certain kind of feeling that something was there. I can't see the Malach Hashem, but I can experience something is there. And that experience, says the Ramban, was something which the animal had and something which Bilam was unworthy, something which he actually was not able to really experience. What we saw today is the following. We have an episode here of Bilam with his donkey. The Torah is trying, Ribbono Shel Olam is trying to send a message to Bilam. For the Arachayim, it's a message, don't be so much of a Baal Gai, but don't think you can do everything. For the Ramban, part of what's going on here is a warning to Bilam. You think you can just challenge Bnei Yisrael by manipulating the rules of nature? What's going on here is that which is beyond nature. That we can have even donkeys seeing things and you not seeing things. You can't challenge Bnei Yisrael because this whole episode is working at a level way beyond. But how exactly can this be? Many of the Bali Machshava bother with the fact that a prophet's not seeing something and the animal is seeing something. For the Ibn Ezra, it's a chiddush. Malachim can take a physical form, but Bilam was given a certain kind of blindness. For Rashi, a chiddush, again, the Maharal develops in a couple of contexts. Sometimes people can't see, even which animals can see. And in a certain sense, Bilam becomes more of a rule, this episode, than an exception. Animals have the capacity to see. Sometimes what people are prevented from seeing, because if people saw them, it would at times drive us crazy and be very overwhelming. But for the Ramban, for the Rambam, Mor Nevuchim, albeit maybe with some nuanced differences, in general, what we're describing here is not a physical sight, a certain kind of awareness. For the Ramban, for the Rambam, maybe even taking place in a certain kind of bimara hanavua, in a certain kind of prophetic vision that was taking place here, but not the normal kind of real sight in the physical world. Shkayach, have a wonderful Shabbos.